This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. It might seem like politicians and planners have spent just a decade or two sparring over the proposed Trinity River Toll Road, but controversy has swirled around the Trinity a lot longer than that, really ever since folks began settling beside it nearly two centuries ago. That'll be a central theme at Saturday's 16th Annual Dallas History Conference, and historian Bob Fairbanks will be a central figure in that discussion. Bob Fairbanks, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you very much.
What is it about this river that spurs so much emotion?
The river plays an important part in the history of Dallas. In the 19th century, it was, of course, the scene of hopes for navigation. But by the 20th century, it would flood a lot, and that would create a great divide between Dallas and Oak Cliff, its other part. And what to do with the Trinity River has been a major issue in Dallas history almost from the beginning.
The Trinity was a much different animal then.
It was. You could cross it, for one thing. That was one of the real reasons that John Neely Bryan located Dallas here, because it was easier to get across there than almost any other place. And he had high hopes that eventually, if the Trinity were cleared of branches and impediments, it could be used as a navigation tool for the city to send things down to Houston.
What kind of impact did the flood of 1908 have on this town?
Dallas, by the early 20th century, was building up quite a bit, and water flooded both neighborhoods but also parts of downtown. It was a devastating flood. More than 1,000 people were homeless. It created significant property damage at this time. It was certainly a very important event.
In the 20s, this levee reclamation project was dreamed up. How did that work?
When George Kessler came to Dallas to do a comprehensive plan for the city, one of the things that he thought and what he recommended was there was a need to control the Trinity River. And in his 1911 plan, he called for the straightening of the river by digging a new river channel, and then you'd reclaim the river channel by creating levees, basically, with the excess dirt. There was such a hurry to get the land reclaimed and to industrialize that the proponents really pushed city government and antagonized a lot of people. And of course, by the time they got done, we had the Great Depression, then we had World War II, and by the time things were ready to go, the levees were crumbling, and they had to rebuild them completely.
The title of your presentation at the Dallas History Conference tomorrow is The Great Divide. How did those decisions made in the 20s and 30s shape the city we see today?
It ended up creating incredible tensions between different parts of the town. It was also a setting for neighborhood rebellion against decisions that were made by the city government. It destroyed probably the only truly comprehensive planning organization that promoted the will of neighborhoods, the Kessler Plan Association. It almost derailed the Citizens Charter Association. It could have easily disappeared, and we would have had a very different kind of government than we have today.
Now, you've studied this river and this city in depth. If you could hop into a time machine and dial back a century, what would you tell the planners hoping to reroute the river?
I would have been a stronger promoter of embracing Kessler's original plan of having a shorter levee system to really just protect and preserve downtown and open up 4,000 acres of reclamation land instead of 13,000. I do think that levee supporters and reclamation supporters did not handle this really well because they had so much money invested. They needed things to be done right away. But they, you know, they pushed so hard that they antagonized a lot of people who had supported it.
If you look at some of the controversies of recent years, the roadway, the efforts to develop in the Trinity Forest, is there a curse of the Trinity?
I'm not sure if there's a curse, but there are some interesting parallels. I mean, there's that same passion, really, in the discussion and the discourse about things now than there was back then. These kinds of issues, though, do bring division within a community.
Bob Fairbanks, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Bob Fairbanks will be the first speaker at tomorrow's Dallas History Festival in the Hall of State in Fair Park. If you'd like to dive even deeper into the river's history, check out KERA's special digital project from a few years back. It's called Living with the Trinity. It's at trinityrivertexas.org.